Campbell, and Farwell.
Mornings on today's Best Country, Country 106.7.
Okay, we're going to find out some things about your personalities. We'll do this with both of you, with producer Polly and you. We're going to find out what it means. Well, we'll find out if you are...
who's got all the control here. Jennifer just said 10 minutes ago, mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you some personal questions.
Yeah.
I have no idea what she's got in front of her. We didn't talk about this.
No.
Usually we discuss the things we'll talk about on the air. And now she's got Polly roped into this. How do you feel over there, Polly?
Very nervous. I feel like I'm on the witness stand.
Okay.
Tell me where you were between the hours of 10 and 4.
We're going to find out if you guys are lickers, sniffers, biters, or tail eaters.
I don't like this at all.
I don't like this either. Oh, wait. I'm a tail eater. No, an ear eater. This is about chocolate Easter bunnies.
What did you think it was about?
Well, I don't know.
Licker, sniffer, biters, tail eaters?
What else could it be? I am absolutely a biter.
Biter. Okay,
Chomp right into that thing.
So you eat the ears first. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
This is so true.
Well, no, actually the eyes. I pop those little eyes out. I love the little candy eyes.
Well, you're the only weirdo who does that.
What?
That's not on my list.
I am not the only weirdo that does that.
Okay, you eat the ears first? Is that what you're standing by?
Start at the top.
Eating the ears first, people are practical, organized, and traditional. They value security and are extremely loyal. This is so
With the exception
far
of the organized thing, that describes me.
Are you an ears first eater?
Usually, yeah.
Your greatest weakness is impatience. You're honest and kind to a fault.
That is so me.
That is so you.
I'm an ear eater.
This is creepy.
Is this segment done yet?
Yes.
Okay.
I eat the tail first.
I was trying to be impatient there.
And this is crazy. Listen to this about the tail eater. Tail first eaters believe in taking the path less traveled because less people will see what they're up to. They might be a little sneaky. Be careful where you put your trust. I'm not sneaky.
Oh, no. Polly, you see what we just learned about our little tail-eating friend over here?
What does Marnie do? Have you ever noticed how she eats her bunny?
No, you know what? I haven't eaten a chocolate bunny in years.
What?
I know, me either.
Since
I
was a kid.
I love those chocolate bunnies.
I got to get a chocolate bunny today just for myself, I think.
Farwell filled my whole house up. All week long, all he's been doing is... this is what he does. He brings chocolate to me, drops it on the counter, and then goes to the gym. And I'm like, so I'm just going to sit here and get fat while you go to the gym?
Farwell, did you say you eat the eyes last?
No, first.
I eat them last. Does it say anything there about eating the eyes last?
No, it doesn't say that.
Oh.
So if you... I'm sorry, have you seen anybody sniff it first or lick it first? That's a little strange to me.
It's a little strange.
Yeah, unless you want to exude sensuality, and then I guess that's what you're doing. But obviously, no.
I like
the people who lick the bunnies do it so that nobody else will want any of their bunny. I understand.
That's actually kind of brilliant.
Yeah, that is smart.
Yeah.
And what people who just kind of smash it into pieces, the bunny smashers are ambitious and filled with enthusiasm. They just kind of get it done. No nonsense kind of folks. The paws first? Nobody eats the paws first. Or if they break it in half, they're pessimists. The glass is always half empty, and the bunny is probably hollow.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.